Well, you had your grain bins. They'd have to be sealed, built tight out of something where that small grain that was thrashed out, like oats or Mala May, the Capricorn, it had to be in a tight bin.
So you mentioned barn a while ago. What did a barn usually look like, and what did you usually use it for?
Well, a barn is just a straight building that is usually built, I'll say, about 9 feet between joints, with a loft overhead that went on up into an A-frame or hexed. Mm-hmm. The hexed roof would give you a little bit more storage and hay room, and it looked better, but it'd give you a little bit more room to come up and hex it, round it over, and
What'd you usually keep in the barn?
Well, the mules would be downstairs, the mules and horses would be on the ground.
And
then you'd have cribs, then it was built under there on one side. And all the feeding was done on the other, and maybe you'd have, like I say, a stall that you'd have to put a mule that wouldn't eat with the others. You put them in the stall to themselves. Mm-hmm. And the same thing applied to your in your cow barn. Mm-hmm. Each cow had a stall that they went to, and they were milked in that stall. And they stayed in that stall until they were turned out into the pasture, into the field the next day.
Did you ever have a place maybe out in the pasture that you milk cows? Or did you ever milk them out there?
No. We always brought them to the house, unless the cow had already weaned a calf. And it was pretty weather. It wasn't necessary to shut her up in the stall if she wanted to feed. Well, it just meant that much more milk when she ate more. And I've gone to the field with my bucket of water and wash their bags and milk them right where I'd walk up to them. And they'd stand right there and carry them no feed or nothing, just walk up and milk and go back to the house and let the cow go to grazing. Next morning she'd come up to the fence or the milking place.
Who would you keep horses?
Usually kept them in the barn where we'd keep the mule. Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you a couple of questions about hay. Hay piled up outside a barn, is it a what?
Well, you'd put it in a stack or a pyramid so that it would start its own shed as it settled down if snow fell on it. Well, it would just seal that hay and it would stay bright underneath. The outside will get a little dark, but it's like those little old huts that natives would build, the Indians would build, and they would use this palmetto and thatch set together over their little poles, and it would make it waterproof. It would shed.
What do you call that?
Well, let's see, what do you call those? A thatched hut.
They were called a hay barrack?
Well, you could, hay barrack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you first cut the hay, what did you do with it?
Well, after it dried, then it was booked into those piles. And we'd take the fodder after the corn was far enough developed that the blades were still about half or two-thirds green. But the corn was far enough developed that it wouldn't make it but a little bit lighter. We would pull fodder, because in old days a lot of people didn't have the place to grow the hay. They had to use their lands to produce cotton and corn and peanuts to fatten off their hogs. There was no market for peanuts for a long, long time, until in about 1919 and 1920 was when we first started digging a few peanuts for the market, but not much.